gave a seventh time, David's knowledge, and when they teach to the Parampara, it's pure devotee, very much, still monastery, then we can. That is his subject. So he should try to learn, get it by heart, at least one stroke or two strokes wrong in a week. And if he can't know that you are chanting seven songs, similarly, if he chants one or two verses of Hare, close Hare, that will make you very quickly at heart for super development. Here, therefore, taking so much trouble, they do transliteration, the meaning, so that the reader may take at heart the full advantage of the mantra. It is not that to show some scholarship that I know so much of the truth. It is just opportunity to learn the mantra, because one who chants the mantra, they are all transcendental values, the Hare Krishna mantra. This is Maha mantra. But they are also mantra. All the verses from Bhagavad Gita, some of the Bhagavatam, I was also spoken of Sukhma, Vasudeva, Vishnu, something. They are also mantra. In all your discussions. So, try to get it by heart. Chant it. Either chant by saying the book, or get it by heart. That is all you get. But try to chant what those are doing.
श्रीशुक उवाच
श्रीशुक उवाच
आत्ममायां हृदे राजन् परस्यानुभवात्मनः
परस्यानुभवात्मनः
न खटेदास
सम्बन्धः
परस्यानुभवात्मनः
परस्यानुभवात्मनः
न නොගචේතාත් සම්බන්ධා ස්වප්න දෘෂ්ටු රිවාංජසා සීසුකෝ වාච ආත්මමායාම් ෘතිරාජම්
Let's see the move every time. You have your singing or song, tune. They were all very sad, very sulky. It is the process of years. These are the warnings that the body is getting rotten.
Sambandha,
ईसुक उवाच
आत्मा
मया मृतेरसाम् प्रत्यानुभवात्मनः नगचेथासम्बन्धः पापनाद् रष्टु इवाञ्जसा श्रीसुत उवाच आत्मा मयाङ्गते
परेशानु भवात्मना Of the material energy.
better. Actually, he has not fallen. The another example is given. It's that the more a coward is kept as cloud, the passing cloud. You have seen everyone has experienced. If cloud passes, and it appears the moon is moving. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Actually, the moon is not moving. It is a maya. It is. It appears that the moon is moving. But, a living entity, because it took the path of the Supreme, it has not fallen. It is not fallen. But he is thinking I am fallen. I mean, that is, he is thinking I am the fallen. Actually, the body has no connection with me. That is experience. The body has no connection with the soul. The body is changing, dying. But I am the same. The same, same example, the moon. The cloud is passing over in different space. The moon is far away from the cloud. And it has nothing to do with the cloud, but it appears the moon. Question and answer is very important. Atomaya. Diteras. Except Atomaya. The illusory energy, it is the maneuver or handling of the illusory energy of Krishna. And this illusory energy develops when we forget Krishna. It is rather worse, this illusory identification of me with the body is simply due to my forget. We wanted to forget, we wanted to give up Krishna and wanted to enjoy this material world. Therefore, Krishna is giving us just like when you play some part in a drama, if you feel that I am king, then it can stop with me. And if you feel that I am Karana, then you can play like is it not? Feeling must be there. If you are playing the part of a king, then you must have the same courage that I am king. If you forget that you are Karana, then your part will be very nice, it will be appreciated. But if you think simultaneously that I am Karana, I am playing the part of the king, then it will be. So, because we wanted to play the part of Krishna in Yaya, Krishna is giving us chance to feel like all these aspects, those who are feeling like that, I am Master, I am King, I am Krishna, I am God, they are all simply in that feeling only. That's all. And this feeling is created like Krishna. All that, you want to play the part of a king, I shall save you in such a way. That the director means, dramatic director means, he creates the feeling. His direction is nothing but how to feel. Sometimes we play in our younger age, Chaitanya Lila, having to do. And one big director, Amitalal Bose, he was just my grandfather. He was one of the, just like in England, Shakespeare and all that big. Dramatic, well-known person, Some of the alcohols and Greek and alcohols, they introduced in India, seriously. We call him to give us direction. He was giving us direction and repeatedly he was telling that he feel like that, especially to me, he feel like that. So actually when he plays according to his research, the audience are all crying. And he couldn't understand how they cried. He couldn't understand. On the stage when he played, it was so perfect that all audience are crying actually for the meaning over there. I will. The whole thing is artificial. But the effect to the audience you can go. Right? So similarly, we are actually nothing to do with this material world. But we have been trained by the initial energy in such a way that we are thinking, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm Greek, I'm Brahman, I'm Brahmin, I'm Sutra, I have to do this, I have worked for my duty. All these things, simply. We have nothing to do with all this nonsense. But it's serious. Taking it very serious. I have to do that. I have to do that. I'm Greek, I'm Brahman. That is Atmaya Nitya. Express the influence of the Atmaya, the infinite energy of Krishna. Atma is Atmaya Nitya Ayam Parabhanu.
Parishanu Bhavatmana.
Parishanu Bhavatmana. Madhateta. Atma Sammanna. There cannot be any relation. At all. Now that is. Cannot after Sambandha. Sapna Dashtu Imanyata. A very exact example came. Sapna Dashtu, just like a man seeing dream. Oh, there is tiger, 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 see me, he's crying. Another man is saying, well, tiger, why are you crying? But he, in the dream, he is actually feeling the tiger as a cat. Just this example. Lavateta after Sammanda. There cannot be any meaning of this relationship. Except like a man dreaming and he's creating a situation. He's dreaming there is a tiger and he's creating a situation, fearful situation. Actually, there is no cause of fear, there is no tiger. That situation is created by dream. Actually, there is no tiger. Similarly, we have created this material world. High activity. People are running. Identifying. Oh, I am the manager, I am the factory owner, and this, and that. We have got these qualities, we have to defeat such competitors. All these things are created. Exactly like that. Sapna is seeing, Vahanyata, just like a man is creating his particular situation simply by dream. So the answer is, when somebody asks you that when one has become in contact to this material nature, he has not become in contact. He is thinking by the influence of the experiment. This is the same example. A man is dreaming. There is no contact with tiger. Actually, he has no contact with tiger. Actually, we are not followed. We cannot be followed. But we have created a situation that we are. Yes. Can't understand. It's very important. We have simply created a situation. We have not created a situation. Krishna has given us a situation. Because we want to imitate Krishna, Krishna has given an opportunity, alright. He needed, he wanted to meet it and came. And he said, so feel like this, pray like this, do like this. People will reply, yeah, very nice thing. Amen. So that is it. So everyone in this material world, they are playing some part. They want it. I want to be Chinese scholar. I want to become a very good businessman. I want to be a leader. I want to be a philosopher. I want to be a scientist. So all this nonsense, they are trying to play. Krishna is giving his opportunity. But it is nonsense. All nonsense. Simple dream. Just like you are dreaming, next moment, when the dream is gone, everything is changed. No more tiger, no more jungle, no more, everything is changed. Similarly, so long this body is continuing and thinking, I am a resourceful leader, I am this, I am that. But as soon as this body is finished, so, gone. Sarva harasta ham. The death means, Krishna says, I am dead. I take it all. Oh, gone. Now just think of our past life. Suppose I was a king or something like that. From Sri Sangita, it was a pattern. They said, I do not know, that I was a big physician in my last life. Very spotless character, no thing like that. I myself am a very, very big physician, influential physician. Having good practice, otherwise you are wrong. So, this situation, our contact with matter, is just like dream. Actually, you are not fallen. Therefore, because you are not fallen, at any moment you can revive our Krishna consciousness. Actually, you understand. There are nothing to do with it. I am simply Krishna's servant, Krishna's servant. That's all. Immediately you don't liberate. So exactly like that. As soon as you, sometimes we do that, finally a fearful dreaming becomes too much intolerable to dread with it. You dread with it, and it becomes intolerable. Similarly, we can break this material connection at any moment, as soon as we come to the point of Krishna consciousness, oh, Krishna is my eternal master and eternal. This is it. Actually, you are not fallen. There cannot be any fallen. The thing is not. Actually, there is no traitor. It is dreaming. Similarly, our fallen condition is also dreaming. We are not fallen. We can simply give up that illusory condition at any moment. At any moment. If you study all these verses very nicely, you get all this knowledge quickly. Now what is purpose?
The spiritual distinct from the material conception of his life.
Yes. Distinct. All is distinct.
But he is absorbed in such material conception because of being influenced by the external energy of the Lord, called Atma Maya. This is already explained in the first canto in connection with the Vyasadeva's realization of the Supreme Lord and his external energy. The external energy is controlled by the Lord, and the living entities are controlled by the external energy.
As soon as one surrenders unto me, he is no more leader. Mayam is answering. changed. So, people are cognizant, engaged, so many big wars in Mahanadi, they are undergoing austerities, penances, just to become liberated. Yogis, they are also trying to become one. So many endeavors are going on. But the simple process is, as soon as you tell them that you are not false, or you are delusion, I was Jewish, I am Krishna. Jewish. Okay. I am Krishna. I am Krishna Nikala, I am Jigar Alman. Immediately you don't see. Liberation can be attained within a second, provided he alights by the order of Krishna. Sarvadharmam parisarvadharmam ekam sarvam yoga. You are not followed, you are thinking followed. So you have to give up this nonsense thinking. Is there any difficulty to understand? Just read how important we are. He's already there, but you haven't read it. Each verse, read every day, carefully. That's what I mean. Understand? And what follows? Every day, and every year. Follow, and every year, follow. That's so important, huh? How nicely composed it does this. In two lines, whole thing will finish. This is called Sastra. Two lines. Then he went to Sastra.
The external energy is controlled by the Lord, and the living entities are controlled by the external energy, by the will of the Lord. Therefore, although the living entity is purely conscious and in its pure state, he is subordinate to the will of the Lord, being influenced by the external energy of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, also the same thing is confirmed, that the Lord is present within the heart of every living entity, and all consciousness and forgetfulness of the living entity are influenced.
Yeah, because now people may say that why Krishna within the heart? It's one type of consciousness to one and another type of consciousness. Because I want it. I wanted to forget Krishna, but Krishna is giving consciousness. Unlike you can forget me in this world. That is his consciousness. It is Mayavadi, so-called yogis and dharmi. He wanted to forget. Krishna is giving him three. All life is forget me. And if you want to, again, revive your relationship with Krishna, he is giving three. Buddha, Yoga, Vranani, Samishina, Mahama, Bhajavati, I shall give it to you. The Krishna is the Samana, so that he wants Krishna. This is the truth.
Now the next question will automatically be made as to why the Lord influences the living entity to such consciousness and forgetfulness. The answer is that the Lord clearly wishes that every living entity be engaged in its pure consciousness as a part and parcel of the Lord, and thus be engaged in the loving service of the Lord as he is constitutionally made. But because the living entity is partially independent also, he may not be willing to serve the Lord, but may try to become independent as the Lord is. The whole non-devotee class of living entities are all desirous of becoming equally as powerful as the Lord, although they are not fit to become so. The living entities are...
There will never be God, but you see so many persons say, by the influence of the Eastern, that I think I am wrong. I shall become God by taking my loan, by giving me. There will never be able. That is not possible. Otherwise, there is no meaning of one. If everyone can become God, then there is no meaning of that. But by influence, just like Kogi Dakara, I shall become millionaire, I shall become billionaire, I shall become head of the state, I shall become prime minister. This struggle, this is another struggle. I shall become God. This is another struggle. But it is illusion. It is illusion. So, Krishna gives them opportunity, then yogic success. Just like in India there is a restaurant, he makes like that, and there is immediate some gold. And people will come after. Oh, producing a little gold, he comes from. Another yogi, he gives immediately to Rasagulla. So, by producing two Rasagulla, four others what? Three comes from. This is illusion. These aspects do not know that what is this, Rasagulla, two Rasagulla. I can purchase from the market. Four others. He is becoming God by four others. But if they have no sense, oh, he is God. He can produce Rasagulla. Rasagulla, you can put it in our kitchen. That is, they are so rascals. Oh, wonderful. So, yogi siddhi, so Krishna gives him some power of yogi siddhi. And he sees that I have become God, and some slacker has to say, oh, you can't dream, and as soon as death comes, everything is. You are God, God hold and everything is. So, even God would come to this. Stage of problems. Again, another stage. I'm God. First of all, I'm God, the next stage, I'm God. This is good. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Chano Mayarava se Jatsale. Why you are being water? So it's waste of Maya. Just fix up. Stand up. Give Krishna, it is done. Simply, we may fix that of this standpoint that I'm gone, I'll have and have this. Then there is no more. And if you allow yourself to be not done, Krishna gives the facility all right, but you are done.
The living entities are illusions by the will of the Lord because they wanted to become like Him.
Yes.
If a person thinks of becoming a king without possessing the necessary qualifications, similarly, when the living entity desires to become the Lord Himself, he is put in a condition of dreaming that he is a king. Therefore, the first sinful will of the living entity is to become the Lord, and the consequent will of the Lord is that the living entity forgets the actual life and thus dreams of the land of Utopia, where he may become one like the Lord. The child cries to have the moon from the mother, and the mother gives the child a mirror to satisfy the crying and disturbing child with the shadow of the moon. Similarly, the crying child of the Lord is given over to the shadow of the material world, to lord it over as a karmic, to give this up in frustration to become one with the Lord. Both these stages are dreaming illusions only. There is no necessity of tracing out the history when the living entity desires it. But the fact is that as soon as he desired such, he was put under the control of Atma Maya by the direction of the Lord. Therefore, the living entity in his material condition is dreaming falsely that this is mine and this is I. The dream is that the conditioned soul thinks of his material body as I, or falsely thinks that he is the Lord, and that everything in connection with the material body is mine. Thus, in dream only, the misconception of I and mine persists life after life. This continues life after life as long as the living entity is not truly conscious of his identity as subordinate part and parcel of the Lord. In this pure consciousness, however, there is no such misconceived dream. And in that pure conscious state, The living entity does not forget that he is never the Lord, but he is eternally the servitor of the Lord in transcendental love.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh,
Lord. Oh, Lord. You're just saying that we're not fallen. Actually, this is an illusion thing that we're fallen.
Yes, I just want to Indeed. I'm not a best friend together, but I'm in the fire very well. It is a simple dreaming of it.
But so many Vaishnavas
are trying. I'm sure you understand that this is not, I'm not in contact with each other. It was a dream. Then you have given. Similarly, as soon as you understand, all this material condition of life is simply dream and actually silent of it. Then you live with it. That is the point. If you keep in Krishna consciousness, the time and the time of silent of it, then you live with it. Sabunam samasistayitanam brahma bhuvyaya kalpatisya. Immediately brahma bhuvyaya. Karma Bhuta Prasanna Pana So Shuti Nakan. There is no lamentation, no hindering. Samastha Vesu Bhutesu. He can see everyone. Unequal. Because he knows he is another living entity. He is at the China. He is a living part and parcel of God. He is not a Christian, he is not a Hindu, he is simply thinking like that. So, giving Krishna consciousness, so that is real going to bring him to the original.
Create
desire. So, simply keep this contact with Krishna. Then there is no more any other desire than to serve Krishna.
This feeling that we have that we are fallen, that we are very fallen.
That is our feeling. That is our feeling. He has fallen means he has got some certain desire, except service of Krishna. So therefore, the conclusion is that if you keep yourself tightly in Krishna's service, there is no question of falling down or there is no question of mind.
Even at that state, still the body is affected by the laws of nature, we are strained from desires.
You are not experiencing, your body is experiencing. You are feeling cold due to this body. You are not feeling cold. You are cold, you are not feeling cold.
But I think I'm feeling
cold. You are thinking, that is illusion.
That is illusion. You rise above that.
Yes. But not artificially, but this is the path you have to gradually rise to the platform. The path is this. Just like when you are feeble, actually you are healthy, but it has come. So in the feeble condition, you are thinking I am now feeble. But this feeble is not condition, it is not stay. You come to the Holy Spirit. Therefore, don't be disturbed with the human condition. One is a big. Don't be concerned. Please, I can say, now I will come to the very, very, very serious. No. that is the explanation, that's tanto il go. That is in the lower deep. Ma tra pensato che io ti sono stato detto ah. Sì, that's a seasonal change, sometimes it is very hot, sometimes very cold, sometimes very warm. So these are coming and going. So if there is some feeling of pain and pleasure, simply just tolerate it. But don't be absorbing. Therefore, this is common. But symptoms of a sensitive person is typical. Common. Tolerate. So one reading, one understanding, everything will be clear. Right? You will keep that as grace.